Okay, one last thing about Ma'ariv, the night of Yom Kippur. Okay, so last thing we learned is you have Suda Mafsakas, and then some people have a minute of going to the mikveh, and then you put on the Taos and Kittel before Shkia, and those dinim we discussed. And then the proper thing to do is right before Kol Nidrei for a person privately to do the Tevilah. Okay, now, the whole inyan of Kol Nidrei, by the way, is not so much the nullification of vows, which actually is the paragraph of Kol Nidrei means any vow that I will be making the next year should be null and void. The real thing, and this is the way it works, is you take out three Sefer Torahs to Kol Nidrei. Now you have those three become what's called the Bezdin. And then the Chazan says, Aldasa Malkam Aldasa Kol B'Yeshiva Shemayel B'Yeshiva Shemata Ando Matirim L'Spalol Imo Aver Yonim, which, by the way, he's supposed to be saying quietly. Aldasa Malkam Aldasa Kol, you say quietly. You say it three times. And basically what you're doing, because the Gemara says any fast that doesn't include the sinners is not a fast. It's not an acceptable fast. So on Yom Kippur, we want to include everybody into the davening. So before we start Kol Nidrei, is we say Adasa Mokum, Adasa Kol, B'Yeshiva Shomayla, in the heavenly court, B'Yeshiva Shomata, we are allowing to daven with the sinners. And that's the way really, that's the most important part of a Kol Nidrei from a practical aspect.
For what that time is something useful.
Yeah, you're always useful. Okay. Then you say the Niggun of Kol Nidrei. Now, every Yom Tov, you have a Shechiyonu. So normally, women make it a candle lighting, men make it a Kiddush. But Yom Kippur night, there's no Kiddush. So when do the men say the Shechiyonu for the Yom Tov? So the women say it when they light Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yom Kippur candles. Yom Kippur candles. They make the bracha Shechiyonu for the Yom Tov. But the men, because we don't make Kiddush, so at the end of Kol Nidrei, the Chazan starts saying the bracha La Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shechiyonu V'Kimon, and it says the Chazan spreads it out, and everybody says out loud or quiet or whatever. You say the bracha of Shechiyonu. It says you should finish before the Chazan does. Then you can answer Amen on his bracha. But therefore, it says in Halacha, those women that already lit candles should not make the Shechiyonu again, because then it will be a bracha in vain, so to speak. Because they already made the Shechiyonu. This is basically for the men because they don't have Kiddush. Huh? No, it's for the Yom Tov. You're doing it for the Yom Tov. The Shechiyonu is on the Yom Tov. Yeah, you make it now. We always do. Okay. You're right, but the minig is everybody says their own Shechiyonu. Like, people make Kiddush, but generally speaking, they make their own Shechiyonu.
I thought we say the Shechiyonu because we received
the Torah. Not in Yom Kippur. That was the second version. Second Luchis. No. Second the Fnei Gaber writes, the Shechiyonu we say by Simchas Torah Kiddush is for the finishing and starting of the Torah. But Shavuos is the Yom Tov. The Shechiyon is for the Yom Tov. Okay. Now, even though you're wearing a talis, but when you say the Shema at night, you don't hold the tzitzis or kiss the tzitzis. Now, at Ma'ariv, on Yom Kippur, and Shachris Yom Kippur, all the davenings of Yom Kippur, everybody says Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLeilam Vod in Shema out loud. A whole year we say it quietly. The day of Yom Kippur, we say it out loud. What's the reason for that? So really, why do we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus HaOlam Vod quietly during the year? So there's two reasons. One reason is because it's not in the Torah. If you look, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Baruch Shem Kved Malchus HaOlam Vod was added much, 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 much later. In fact, even in the first Beis Hamikdash, they didn't say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus HaOlam Vod. They go straight from Shema to V'ahavta. So why do we say, so therefore, the Chum said to say it, but we want to show that it's not biblical, it's not like in Chumash, like Shema Yisrael is, and V'ahavta, so we say it quietly. That's one reason. The other reason why we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus HaOlam Vod is known because the Medrash says that what's the origin of Baruch Shem Kved Malchus HaOlam Vod? When Moshe Rabbeinu was up on the mountain, Yaakov Avinu, but 1 second. The origin of where we get Baruch Shem created Malchus Olam Vayah was Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah. He heard the angels saying this Baruch Shem created Malchus Olam Vayah. And he liked it. It was a good idea. So basically, he stole it from the angels. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu came down. So now, the bottom line is, you don't publicize stolen goods. So, in other words, we stole Baruch Shem created Malchus Olam Vayah, so we don't publicize it. So therefore we say it quietly. It's the second reason Allah says why you say it quietly. But because Yom Kippur we're all like angels, we're like, we don't eat, we're like mamish like emalochim. So therefore we could say it out loud because we're still, it's part of us too. We're also angels. What?
When you put on the talis, you say it, but as long as it's
daytime. I said that yesterday and
before, right?
Yeah. It has to be before Shkia. The big talis or talis cotton? Officially, you're supposed to make a new bracha. The minute usually is people that wear talis gadol,
you say it on the
gadol and it covers it. But technically, if you're changing to a different pair, but pashas, you would make a new bracha. Yeah. Not if it's the same one. Yeah, but that's only because it. The bracha and the talis gadol covers what you're wearing already, but now you're changing it for later. We don't, but pashas halachically you would have to. Okay, next. Okay, now on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In fact, somebody asked the Friedrich Rebbe. In fact, the Rebbe says, do you say, you know, you say Al Chet, the Mayav Shachris, the old time you say Al Chet. Do you do it at Krishma Lamita? Do you also do Al Chet when you say Krishma before going to bed? And the Friedrich Rebbe answered, you only say it as much as you have to. Now that we don't say it at Krishma before going to sleep. No, it's a regular Yom Tif Krishma Lamita. Whatever you say on Shabbos and Yom, we never say, but I'm saying whatever you say on Shabbos and Yom, if you say that.
So you do say Baruch Shem Yom
Tov? Yeah, even by Krishma Lamita.
Why don't you say we do it?
Because we, as the previous Rebbe said, the amount of times you're supposed to say it, you say it. We just don't keep vidoing. You vidu it too much, you become voodoos. It won't be good. Okay, now, there's one thing the Torah says explicitly that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur, and that is eating or drinking. Now, halachically, by the way, Yom Kippur is a 24-hour fast. It ends up to be, the Rebbe writes, 26 hours, but the Rebbe says it doesn't mean 26 full hours. As long as you hit the 25 hours, it's already beginning of the 26th hour, corresponding with the name of Yudke Vavke. Anyway, whatever is forbidden the night of Yom Kippur is forbidden during the day of Yom Kippur. Whatever is forbidden during the day of Yom Kippur is forbidden at the night of Yom Kippur. Whatever is not allowed on Shabbos, practically speaking, is not allowed on Yom Kippur. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that if you desecrate Shabbos intentionally warned by witnesses, you get stoned. And by Yom Kippur, you only get kodesh. There's skila for being warned to do a malacha on Shabbos, you get skila stoned, and for Yom Kippur, you only get kodesh. Now, okay, so what's the din of eating?
Skila
is stoning, but the bezdin kills you. Kodesh Hashem kills you. Yeah. But the difference is skila bezdin kills you, and kodesh God kills you. You die younger. But the difference is, and those sins that you get kodesh, tshuva helps. And what Bezdin kills you, you can't do tshuva. That's it. It's pretty bad, either one of them. Okay, now, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat at all. Now, how much is eating on Yom Kippur? It's a shiur of kriyseves, which is bigger than a kazayas. But any tiny amount of eating is biblically forbidden. The only time you get caught is if you eat kriyseves, which is the size of a date, whatever, then you would get kodesh. The difference is, and this is very, very practical, for people that need to eat on Yom Kippur, and they ask a shayla, how could they eat? Because if it's pikuach nefesh, if it's life endangering, then for sure you have to eat. That's not a question. But sometimes, if a person is sick, but they can do what's called pachas mikashir, they can eat less than the amount that obligates you in kodesh. So even though normally it would be biblically forbidden, but it's less stringent because you're not getting kodesh for eating on Yom Kippur if you would have to fast. And the same thing with liquid. How much is liquid to obligate you for drinking on Yom Kippur? In Halacha it's called mali lugmav. Mali lugmav literally means if you'd fill one cheek full of water, how much that water would be. And Halacha says, every person is different. You can have a big mouth. I mean literally, not figuratively. You can have a big mouth, you can hold more water. You can have a smaller mouth, you hold less. So let's say, for argument's sake, your mouth can hold 2 ounces on one side. So if you drink 2 ounces, so then you get kodesh. But if you drink an ounce and a half, then you don't get kodesh. If your mouth could hold an ounce and you drink an ounce, then you're going to get kodesh. No, we're going to come to that in a second. Good point. One second. So it says by an average person, it's pachas mitavias. I mean, the way they paskin today is basically 1 ounce of food is less than a shear, and 1 ounce of liquid is less than a shear. Now, halachically, food, in all aspects of halacha, food and drink don't combine. Like we learned, if you eat a half an ounce of an apple, yeah, and a half an ounce, less than a vias of water, you can't make a berry nefashis, because food and drink don't combine, in no laws. The same thing with eating on Yom Kippur. If somebody ate less than the amount, and drank less than the amount, so it's biblically forbidden, because chotzi shir, half the amount, is also forbidden biblically, but you're not going to get kodesh, because you ate less than the shir. Another din, which is very important to know, that in order to be chayv for eating on Yom Kippur, you have to eat that amount within what's called kedei achilas pras. The din by matzah, how fast you have to eat the matzah, how many minutes it is, the same thing as eating on Yom Kippur. So basically, again, in halacha it ranges from 2 minutes to 11 minutes. The most accepted customs in practical halacha is 4 to 7 minutes. That means... By the time you figure it out? No, so you figure out before Yom Kippur. No, but therefore the din is like this. If somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, we try to minimize it. So we have them eat 1 ounce of food, plus 1 ounce, you know, those little mashka cups, you say l'chaim on is an ounce. So you have 1 ounce a day. By the way, 1 ounce is not a little, because one, like a slice of rye bread is an ounce, average slice of rye bread. So you have, let's say, a slice of bread with a little cup of orange juice or something, you know, 1 ounce. And then you wait. By Yom Kippur, you machmas, so you wait 9 minutes. And then you do it again. Wait 9 minutes. Do it again. Wait 9 minutes. And you can end up eating a whole day without getting the sin of kodesh. So people that are sick, but they have to get ahead to do. You can't just do this on your own. You have to call a rav, and the rav will tell you what to do. That's the halach when people do this. Just wanted to say something else. Okay, but anyway, that's the eating. What?
Those people who have to eat, do they make a bracha?
Those people that have to eat, halachically, make a bracha before, make a bracha after. If they're washing and having bread, let's say you have a 9-year-old kid who's not fasting the whole day. Okay? So he's going to have a sandwich, right? Or whatever. He has to wash the bread, and in fact, he washes all the way to the wrist. Not to the knuckles, but to the whole hand like he would normally. He makes a bracha. When he benches, he says, Yalla v'yover, if it's Shabbos, also Ritzei. That's the halacha. But there's no Kiddusher or Lecha Mishnah. It's a Yom Tov, right? So if a guy eating on Yom Kippur, they should make Kiddush. Because it's Yom Tov would demand normally a Kiddush. But the answer, the Chachamim never instituted for Yom Kippur. Not, it's all rabbinic Kiddush. So the Chachamim didn't institute not Kiddush and not Lechem Mishnah. So if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, they just eat. What? What? Yeah, yeah. Now in the city, you're not going to see it because, obviously. But if you take the siddur for the in the Amida, then you have the Yalav Yavo. You just say B'yom HaKippurim. That's it. Okay. Machat Shinus Amayis Amayimach Beba Mayim Kim Shivla Gal Teira. Thank you.